Ever find yourself wishing you could, like, get inside the head of a true innovator? Like, really see how their brain works?
Yeah, totally.
That's exactly what we're doing today, diving deep into the world of Buckminster Fuller.
Oh, wow. Buckminster Fuller. Now, there was a visionary.
Right. The geodesic dome.
Yeah.
Talk about thinking outside the box. And he was all about problem solving. I actually called it, like, the defining characteristic of humanity.
And he didn't just talk about it, he really lived it. Did you know he recorded these lectures back in 1975, called them Everything I Know?
I did hear about those 42 hours, though. Who has time for 42 hours of lectures?
Seriously, right? But that's what makes this so cool. The folks over at Scenario DNA, they took those lectures and, well, they analyzed them.
Analyzed how, like, listened really carefully.
More than listening, they used this technology, natural language processing, to break down his words, turn them into, get this, data points.
Whoa, hold on. So they turned speech into data? How does that even work?
It's pretty wild, but it let them go beyond just summarizing what Fuller said. They were looking for, like, the structure of his thinking, you know, those underlying patterns in how he approached problems.
Okay, so they cracked the code. What'd they find?
Well, they discovered that Fuller's thinking wasn't linear, it was more like multifaceted.
Multifaceted, go on.
So they identified these four main archetypes, basically different ways of thinking that he engaged with: the ideologue, the alchemist, the realist, and the strategist.
Archetypes, huh?
Yeah.
That's interesting. So it's like he had a different hat for each stage of the problem-solving process.
Exactly. It's like each archetype is a different lens he used to view the world.
Okay, I think I'm following. So, like, take the ideologue, for example. What's that all about?
So the ideologue, that represents Fuller's big picture thinking, right? His understanding that everything's connected, systems thinking, and his belief in organic solutions. Like, he saw the world as this web and not just a bunch of separate parts.
That makes sense. I mean, the guy invented a house based on a sphere. Talk about seeing the whole picture, literally. But what about this alchemist archetype? Was he trying to spin straw into gold?
Not quite. Although, knowing Fuller, he probably experimented with some pretty wild materials in his day. But the alchemist, that represents his love for hands-on experimentation, like the embodiment of his design science philosophy.
Design science, that's a new one.
Basically, it's the idea of learning by doing, building prototypes, not being afraid to fail, just like, you know, a scientist in a lab.
Oh, I get it. So it's about rolling up your sleeves, trying things out, seeing what sticks, that kind of thing.
Exactly. And that's crucial for any innovator, right?
Absolutely. But we've still got two more archetypes to unpack here, the realist and the strategist. Where did they fit in?
And this is where it gets even more interesting. We'll dive into those right after this. So we were talking about Fuller's archetypes and those other two, the realist and the strategist.
Right, those are the other two.
Those are key because they're like the grounding forces, you know, in Fuller's whole process.
Grounding, huh? So how do they do that?
Well, the realist is super interesting. It's like it shows how Fuller balanced these big innovative ideas with, you know, the real world.
Because even the most brilliant idea has to actually work in reality, right?
Exactly. And that's where the realist comes in. It's Fuller acknowledging stuff like, oh, we have limited resources, we've got existing infrastructure to work with, and even like, you know, powerful people, as he called them.
Who might not be so keen on changing everything.
Yeah, exactly. And it makes me think about Fuller's dime action car. You know that one? Shaped like a teardrop.
Oh, yeah, I've seen pictures. Wasn't that thing super fuel efficient or something?
Way ahead of its time. But it faced a ton of challenges, funding, pushback from the car industry, you name it. So it's a perfect example of,
How even someone as visionary as Fuller still had to deal with the nitty-gritty of making things happen.
exactly. And then you've got the strategist. So that's all about the long game. Fuller's thinking about the impact of his work, planning for the future, asking, what's the bigger picture?
He wasn't just trying to create a splash. He was thinking about the long-term consequences.
Totally. I mean, this is a guy who was like really worried about sustainability, about using technology to solve global problems, not just building cool stuff for the sake of it.
Which, let's be real, is something we could all stand to think about a bit more these days.
For sure. And what's really cool is that Scenario DNA's analysis, it actually lets us see these archetypes in action. Like, they didn't just identify them, they mapped how much each one shows up throughout all 42 hours of Fuller's lectures.
Wait, seriously? They visualized it, so they turned those lectures into like a thought map.
It's amazing, right? And here's the kicker. Remember how much Fuller loved hands-on experimentation, that whole design science thing?
Yeah, the learning by doing thing.
Well, the analysis showed that the alchemist, that experimenter, the tinkerer, that was by far the most dominant archetype.
So even with all this talk about real-world constraints and long-term strategy, At the end of the day, Fuller was all about just trying things out.
It seems that way, right? And it makes you wonder, what if he let those other archetypes, like the realist, with its focus on what's practical, or the strategist, always looking at the long term, what if those took over too early? Would he have come up with such radically different ideas?
That's a really good point. It's like there's a balance, right? You need that space for pure experimentation, that alchemist energy, to really break new ground.
Exactly. And that's why I think Fuller's way of thinking is so relevant today, you know? In a world that's obsessed with efficiency and instant results, he's like a reminder that it's okay to embrace uncertainty, to let ideas develop naturally, and to not be afraid to get your hands dirty in the process of discovering something new.
It's really amazing when you think about it. Like, we've been given this, I don't know, this almost secret window into how a genius worked.
Right. And can you imagine showing this to Buckminster Fuller himself? Like, hey, we took your lectures, and using future tech, we figured out how your brain works.
He'd probably invent some new word for it. I don't even know.
Totally. But I bet he'd love that they were able to analyze his thinking in such a, like, precise way, you know, something that wasn't possible during his lifetime.
It's true. And what's cool is they didn't just analyze him. They gave us this tool, this framework of the ideologue, alchemist, realist, and strategist that I think we could all use.
Oh, absolutely.
Not just to understand Fuller, but maybe to understand our own thinking.
Exactly. It's like next time you're facing a challenge or you're stuck creatively or even just trying to make a tough decision, ask yourself, okay, which archetype is running the show in my head right now?
And is that really the best way to approach this, or do I need to switch things up a bit?
Yes, exactly. Like, are you feeling overwhelmed by details, lost in the weeds?
Time for the ideologue. Zoom out, see the big picture.
Exactly. Or maybe you need a burst of energy. That's when you channel the alchemist, experiment, play around, see what happens.
It's like having this whole team of creative advisors inside your head, all with different strengths. And the best part is,
you don't have to be a genius to do it.
Right. These are skills anyone can work on, anyone can develop.
And that's what's so powerful about Fuller's legacy, right? It's not just the domes or the cars. It's that he truly believed in the power of human ingenuity to solve problems, to make a better future.
And we can all get on board with that.
100%.
Well, this has been a fascinating deep dive. Thanks for joining us as we explore the incredible world of Buckminster Fuller and how maybe, just maybe, we can all learn to think a little bit more like him.
Thanks for having me. It's been a blast.
Until next time, stay curious, everyone.